Hi, this is psychic medium Tana Hoy, and thank you for taking a few minutes to share with me today. I'm in Columbus, Ohio right now, actually getting ready to do the Universal Light Expo, one of the largest metaphysical expos in the country. Going to be about 300 different psychics there Saturday and Sunday. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about guardian angels and what are guardian angels, how they can help us, how they can protect us, what they can do for us. Guardian angels are heavenly beings. They've from the higher realms. They've never had a human form. Many people get confused and think, oh, my mother died or my grandmother died and she's my angel. Well, people don't die and become angels. Now, they become like guiding lights, people that watch over us on the earth. As a mother would watch over her children if she passed, it would be natural for any loved one to watch over us when they passed. But guardian angels are from the heavenly realms and they've never had a human form. Guardian angels are not only specific to Christianity, but all world religions and all types of religions talked about winged beings, which we would call angels. Now, guardian angels, sometimes they will come with us in this lifetime. So when we're born, we are born with guardian angels. Sometimes it will be an angel that has followed us from the first lifetime that we ever had in our first incarnation. And sometimes we will take on new angels in each lifetime, depending on what we need to accomplish. But whatever that is, we will attract or draw or have assigned to us angels that can help us in our life purpose. Angels are there with you all the time. Your guardian angels are always with you. So it's important to talk to them. And I always tell people you should talk to your angels on a daily basis. You can ask them for help and guidance in anything, although you should never ask your angels to do something for you which you cannot do for yourself. I mean, to do for you something which you can do for yourself. For example, you would never ask them to, make so-and-so happen for me or whatever without you taking any effort towards it. You can also, so you would ask them to do things for you that you don't have any control over, to help me to have more peace between me and so-and-so, help me to have forgiveness, help me to find the right job, help me to be able to have the money available to get a new car, not help me to have money available to buy a brand new car if your car is only 2 years old. But, you know, things that you need. You can ask your guardian angels again to help you to resolve problems between two people. If you're having stress or tension with a coworker or friend, you can ask your guardian angels to intervene and help to smooth out the relationship or soften it or create more compassion between the two of you. Guardian angels can be called on for anything at any time. The more that you talk with your angels, the stronger your connection will become. You can find out the names of your guardian angels by simply asking them in your mind silently or out loud, what is your name? And then going with the first name that you hear. Don't question it. The first name that you hear will be the name of your angel. Some people find this easier to do than others. It all depends on how psychically aware or attuned you are. But with practice, anyone will be able to get the names of their angels. I hope that you'll talk to your guardian angels on a daily basis. I work with over 100 different angels, and I have found their help to be invaluable in my life. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. Please make sure, excuse me, I get allergies being in Ohio. Please make sure to visit my website at www.tanahoy.com. That's tanahoy.com. Also, you can find my blog at www.authenticpsychicreadings.net. Authenticpsychicreadings.net. There you'll find all kinds of answers about psychic readings, psychic ability, developing your psychic ability. And don't forget, you can sign up for my free psychic newsletter where I send out monthly horoscopes every month, and I send out all kinds of good information, psychic information, spiritual information, like what I'm sharing with you today in my newsletter. You can do that by going to my website. Right there on the front page, it says sign up for my free newsletter, and it's free. And don't worry, I don't give your email address to anybody. I hate spam as much as you do. So it's just my email. I don't share it with anybody, so don't worry about that. Thank you so much for spending time with me today, and I hope that you have a glorious and blessed day. Thank you.